I want to read again Second Corinthians I want to read it again from the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19. It was God. It was God. Say it with me. It was God. Listen, personally present in Christ, reconciling, restoring the world to favor with himself. Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. The Lord said to tell you everything had been made right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything has been put in place. This revelation is from the head of the church to the body, that we should be heir of the world, should be known by every member of the body. That we are not sinners, we are not beggars, we are not poverty stricken, we are not sick. We are the royal family of God, joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah. An heir of the world with the Lord. We are to reign as kings in this life. I'm going to say it again. We are to reign as kings in this life through the one that has been raised from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God the Father. Where he ever lives to make intercession for the saints. For us. Hallelujah. 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 A father said, in my word, I've said the earth, I said, in my word, that the earth is the Lord's and the world and they that dwell therein. And it still belongs to me. I gave it to my first man, Adam. Or I gave the first man, Adam, dominion over the whole earth. I want y'all to hear this now. I gave my first man, Adam, dominion over the whole earth. I better do it so you can have, so this can be validated, substantiated. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Genesis 1:26. Notice. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. How much of the earth? All the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And verse 28 says, and God did what? Blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowls of the air, over every living thing that moves. How many things? Living thing. I want you to pay close attention now. Every living thing that moves upon the earth. Notice everything that moves on the earth, right? He said, but Adam gave that dominion to Satan when he did that. And when he did that, that's when the trouble began. Before he did that, there was no lack of anything. There was no lack of anything. There was no spiritual death. There was no physical death. There was no sickness or disease. There no poverty or lack, no curses of any kind. Did y'all hear that? No curses of any kind. Adam had everything that he needed. Through my second man, Jesus Christ, the last Adam, I restored the world to favor. So, I'm going to read verse 19 again from the Amplified Bible. You're going to have to get this today. It was God. This is Amplified 2 Corinthians 5:19. It was who? It was God. Personally present in Christ. Doing what? Restoring, reconciling, and restoring the world to favor with himself. Doing what? Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Now, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses. But has what? Canceled them out. Had done what? Canceled them out. And committed to us the message, committed, that means Jesus commanded us in the 28th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, said, go to all the world and preach this message. Preach this message. Hallelujah. Paul picked up on and wrote, he was writing to the Roman in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.